Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. On this spiritual Saturday, we are praying to avoid temptations, to not give any opportunity to them, as Jesus told his disciples in Luke 22, verse 40, to pray that you may not enter into temptation. And in Proverbs 6, 16 through 17, we have begun this series of praying to avoid these sins that the Lord hates: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. We know that God hates these things. He hates all sin, and included in that is hands that shed innocent blood, and we want to pray to not have any part in that. So would you pray with me at this time to avoid any action that supports the hands that shed innocent blood? Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus and his perfection and his blood that was innocent, that cleanses us if we are obeying you. And Father, we thank you for his use of prayer in order to avoid temptation, his use of scripture to do so as well. And we thank you for his strength that you gave him to do so. Father, we desire that we would avoid supporting this sin of hands that shed innocent blood. It is very possible that there are ways that we might support this sin in this life, even though it's likely that we don't partake in this ourselves. But it's very possible that we might support the shedding of innocent blood, unfortunately. Father, we pray that we would be seeking ways to support those who make policies about the sanctity of life and how precious it is, and understand that we need to not only do our part to vote people in if necessary, or just to support them that make policies about the sanctity of life, and that we would tell others about these things with our families, our church family, our church leaders, our co-workers, employers, and employees, as well as that we would seek ways to support these things in our actions and to stand up for what's right and for the things that should be fixed, that are going on perhaps in our country or across the world. Father, we pray that we would be people that are so focused on avoiding sin and all sins, and that others will see that we are striving to be like Jesus, and that they would want to be a part of your church. Father, we ask that we would pray more and to pray more to avoid temptation. And it's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning, and remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found escaped the death.